Water, the National Drought Management Authority, NDMA, is constructing a shush 56 million water project in Imbalolo, Voice Sub-County, Taita Taveta County. The project, dubbed the Imbulia Imzwanenyi Water Project, is part of NDMA's drought resilience efforts in partnership with the Taita Taveta County government. The project, which is expected to be completed in the next 5 months, includes solarization of the water system, a key feature expected to provide a sustainable solution to the region's perennial water challenges. Speaking while launching the construction work on Tuesday, Taita Taveta NDMA Chairman Shalo Yahya stated that the project is meant to ease access to clean water for the residents of Ingolia and Imbalolo wards. According to Yahya, the project is estimated to benefit approximately 6,000 people in the area with the capability to sustain household needs and small-scale irrigation farming. This project is designed to ease access to clean water for the residents. Unlike diesel-powered systems, the solar-powered water project would significantly reduce water costs for the community, he said. He emphasized the national government's commitment to empowering communities, stating that through NDMA, the government will continue collaborating with counties in ensuring easy access to these vital resources, cushioning citizens against the adverse effects of climate change. NDMA is committed to continuing our collaboration with the Taita Taveta County government on future projects similar to this that benefit the community, Yahya said. The project will serve as a crucial source of water for schools, health facilities, and other institutions within the area. In addition to providing a reliable water supply, the project is also set to spur agricultural activities in the area, contributing to the county's food basket and promoting food security. In a related effort, NDMA is rehabilitating the Tausa Mwandao Water Project in Imbalolo Ward, Voice Sub-County at shush 4.7 million. According to NDMA CEO Hard Hassan Adan Lieutenant Col, RTD, Ingolia and Imbalolo wards with a population of 2,365 have a daily water demand of 118,250 liters. The water infrastructure constructed in 1989 has outlived its economic life and requires rehabilitation for it to serve the intended purpose. Access to water is a fundamental human right and we must take all necessary measures to achieve universal access, said Adan. Rehabilitation involves repairing the intake structure, replacing old GI and HDPE pipes in selected sections, and upgrading storage facilities. Taita Taveta County Governor Andrew Mwadim commended NDMA for its ongoing support in combating drought in the county. He affirmed his administration's commitment to implementing key water projects as outlined in the county's integrated development plan. Mwadim noted that these projects not only address water shortages but also help reduce human-wildlife conflicts which are often exacerbated by the drought conditions. This project marks a new chapter in our county's development. I urge residents to support such initiatives and avoid divisive politics to improve our economic status, he said. Mwadim urged stakeholders to partner with his administration to end water problems in the county. He noted his government's open-door policy, stating that he welcomes like-minded partners in implementing water projects which are key drivers of development. Deputy Governor Christine Kalalo echoed the governor's sentiments, encouraging residents to seize the opportunities presented by the projects for development. This project opens doors for new opportunities, business ideas, and economic growth. Let us capitalize on these opportunities to better our livelihoods instead of engaging in divisive politics that will not help us solve our problems, said Kalalo. She called upon the residents to welcome and protect government projects, emphasizing that they are intended to improve residents' economic status. Voi Member of Parliament, Engineer Abdi Chome encouraged the contractor to employ the local youths, providing job opportunities and valuable skills development. Involving our youths in such projects not only provides employment but also ensures they gain valuable skills. We therefore urge the contractor to prioritize hiring local youths during the construction process, he added. Taita Taveta County Commissioner Josephine Oninga stressed the importance of safeguarding projects, noting that doing so would attract more investments to the area. It is crucial to ensure the security of any government project that we get. The government and investors will only commit to areas where projects are well maintained. Let's embrace the government's development projects to attract even more, Oninga said. She reiterated that the project would bring significant benefits to the community, including a consistent water supply for schools, which will enhance the learning environment.